I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with local cooks about how they like to prepare one of our more underappreciated species of seafood.
For a long time, skate has been considered trash fish. But with local ground fish like haddock and cod increasingly off the menu, home cooks and local chefs are turning more and more to this tasty shark relative. This week, I talk with three Outer Cape cooks about their favorite skate dishes. Let's start with my friend Ethan Mignach from Wellfleet, who first learned to cook skate as a chef in California.
I lived in San Francisco. I worked at a place called the Hayes Street Grill. I worked for a woman. Her name was Patricia Underman. She probably at the time was like the local food movement, like before the local food movement. She used to get skate in all the time. So it was like one of the standard, when it was in season, she would get it. She'd get a ton of it.
Underman is known for her classic preparations of old-style European dishes. The nice thing about skate is that it's mild enough to stand in for all kinds of fish.
So it was a simple, just pan-seared skate, just dredged in some flour. And then when you pull the skate out, you hit it with some butter until it gets to sort of that frothy point. Throw the capers in there till they start to pop. Squeeze a lemon, and away it went. And that and like as simple as it could possibly get. So,
and was that wings or cheeks?
That was wings.
The wings are the pectoral fins of the skate. The other edible cut is the cheeks, which come from beneath the back of the wings and the top of the head. Here's Tony Pasquale, who runs Terra Luna Restaurant in Truro.
The wings to me are just, they're simple. It's just like cooking a filet. The cheeks, the closest thing you're going to get is a scallop, maybe a little smaller.
And they have fairly different textures, right? The meats?
Yeah, I think the cheeks are meatier. They're a little thicker and they're a little fattier. The wings, I mean, I've had them in different spots and I've had them really overcooked. So they'll dry out, I'm assuming, more than the cheeks. I want to play around with those cheeks. God, that sounded wrong. So, yeah, I mean, the wings themselves, I think, are they're more like a filet of fish. They can get really dry, but if you cook them right, they're perfect.
Tony's favorite way to cook skate wings is an old-school Italian recipe for pan-seared skate with salsa verde. You can find it written up on our website. As for the cheeks, my friend Lee Witherspoon has experimented with them. When she first brought them home, she wasn't sure what to do, but she decided the texture seemed most similar to shrimp.
So I added the, you know, basic kind of coconut shrimp recipe that, well, I never really work with the recipe, but basic coconut shrimp idea, and dredged it in egg and then a mix of cornmeal, coconut flour, and shredded coconut, and pan fried in hot oil.
And how was it?
Absolutely delicious. Really, really good. Crispy and tender on the inside and flavorful.
Lee says the flavor of skate is mild enough to take on whatever seasoning you give it. But because of the texture, you definitely know you're eating fish. Skate season opens each year on May 1st and runs year-round or until the quota is reached. You can find Tony Pasquale's recipe for skate wings with salsa verde and Lee Witherspoon's recommendations for how to make coconut-fried skate cheeks on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online is a link to another piece Elspeth did on the local skate fishery. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.